Oliver Carr, page Pei Hei.
Pei Hei.
So we're learning about halos nitzotzos, what that means. We've seen the words over the years, but what does it mean? Sparks, what's going on? It has nothing to do with electricity or fire. It's the whole tachlis of creation. And that's what Anabakoch is all about. That's what this tefillah is all about. On Pei Hei, Imkein. Hatfilah hi pu'ula nechbedes shel ilui hanitzaitzis. Davening, as we learned last week from Rav Kook, that the ikir inyan of davening is ilui hanitzaitzis. Bitui chukas hanevroim el makayram. It's the way that all of creation expresses its longing to return to the Creator. Every sentence in davening is about that. It's all Pesukei de Zimra, every single piece of creation. It's this longing to go back to connect to its makor in Elokus. Kach gam hadoimeim mishtoikek laboiroi. Even domeim, even that which appears to us to be inanimate and lifeless, it appears to us as inanimate and lifeless. Kargam hadoimim. Even the doimim is mishtoikek labayroi. It's longing for its creator. Elishu doimim ilim. Doimim is a lashon of ayidoim aron. Silent. We don't see in the inanimate. We don't see in the doimim that there's movement or change. But even the doimim, it's only that it's silent. And there, what's happening with the daimim is much more subtle. It's more subtle. It's more hidden. In yochlevate is oimek kisufav. It's incapable of expressing. There's movement. There's obvious movement in the rest of the world with animals and plants, and the way animals and plants, the way that they grow and the way that they react to the sunlight and to other conditions and so on of nature. There we see in Teva. There we see in Teva that Shuka to return to the Makar. With things that are inanimate, it's much less obvious because of the silence. And v'ha'odam Yisrael hu ha'peh shalahava yikula. But a Jew is the mouth of all of creation. It's the Inyan of Pesach. Everybody knows that, I'm sure you've all learned that in Mitzrayim, Dibur was in a state of Golus. Moshe Rabbeinu was loy ish devar manoi, he couldn't speak. Paro's name means para. The Jewish people are not able to listen. And the whole Dibur is in a state of Golus. Nobody was communicating. At the beginning of Sefer Shmos, when you open up the beginning of Sefer Shmos, it's vayizaku, vayitzaku, vayayanchu, vay krechtsing, screaming and crying. No one's talking. No one's talking. No one's davening. Moshe Rabbeinu can't speak. His speech is damaged. In Lashon HaKodesh, the word for a thing is davar. A davar is a thing. It's from the word dibur, because kol hadvarim medabrim. Because everything, the emes is, if we could hear everything. Everything is crying out to the Borei Olam, but the world does not know how to. The world cannot express that in words, Am Yisrael, Am Zu Yatzarati Li. It says in Pasuk, the Navi says, Am Zu Yatzarati Li, I created this nation, Tihilasi Yisapeu. And the purpose of Am Yisrael is to tell the story. By Pesach, we were able to begin to tell the story. Lamad Tisaper, Bozne Bincho, Ben Bincho. So Shevus Halalti in Mitzrayim, we were able to begin to speak. There are 10 Ma'amoras of creation. There are 10 Dibras. There are 10 Makis. Only through the 10 Makis, only when we were freed from Mitzrayim, were the 10 Ma'amoras able to become Aseres HaDibros. Where the world is able to be conscious of God, and the world is able to speak about God, is only through Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the world's mouthpiece. For Adam Yisrael, hu ha-peh shel ha-ahava yekula. A Jew is the mouth of all creation. When we daven, we say, ha-luka ha-luk hel min ha-shamayim, ha-lu bam-roimim, ha-lu shemesh v'yerech, it means the sun and the moon can't say those words. Their longing for God is demonstrated by their movement, by their aliyahs, like we've been talking about for the past month or two. That's how their tefillah is expressed. But Am Yisrael says it in words. Halu shemesh v'yerech, halu kol karech v'yor, shmei shamayim, shamayim, shmei shamayim, eretz v'yamim, everything in the world, everything. And Am Yisrael is able to say these things the world can't say in words. We're able to put into words. The Talmud Yaakov Yosef says that he saw more than once that when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, when they would be with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, sometimes they would be in the forest and they were davening in the forest. When the Baal Shem Tov would daven, he said that animals started to gather around. Animals in the forest started to come over there. And he said that he saw with his own eyes that the animals were standing there around. I mean, wild animals. They were standing there. And he said there were some of them were going on their hind legs when he was davening the Barshad of the Kodesh. The animals were like standing up. And it was like a whole minion in the forest. Besides people, there was a minion of animals in the forest. It's besides that when he was in shul, this they saw Keseder in Mezbez, in his shul in Mezbez, that the Talmud Yaakov Yosef writes how when the Baal Shem Tov would daven for the Omer, he said in the back of the shul there were big barrels where they had grain. There was grain and stuff. And they would see everything popping up in the barrels. And Baal Shem Tov was davening. And there was water in the trough over there. And he says in the water, there were waves going in the water when he would daven. This Talmud Yaakov says he saw with his own eyes. That's what they saw every day when they davened the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Everything, the inanimate, the chai, the medab, the doimim chai, the doimim chai, tzameach and chai, inanimate plants, animals. Ha'odim Yisrael ha'peh shel ha'avaya kula, ha'mabiyas shukasim ha'lokya. And with our mouth, by davening, we're able to express the tshuka, the longing of everything that exists for God. The Mizgeres had tefillas. Nimseis tefillas ana b'chalach. But of course, the tefillah that we're talking about, which is the centerpiece of davening in this respect, is ana b'chalach. Shemismakedes b'tnuas hayas alas. The entire tefillah is mismakedis, is focused. Betnuas ha'ezalus, the ascent of all that exists, the lifting up of all that exists. B'chasifas hatshuka habluah b'nevroim v'ahalosam la'ela. To bring out this tshuka, this longing that's contained in all that exists, and to lift it up. Hu Hashem alamid v'aveinu ha'arizam. Shetfila zu skulas bechinas shem ben membeis hazeh. The Arizal said the skula of this shame of Membeis, which is an anabakar, who lahalos kol hanitzaitzah shel kedushin. Lahalos kol hanitzaitzah shel kedushin. That's why we mentioned a little bit way back in the beginning, but here in footnote Chafei, he just goes over for a minute the different places in davening. Look at Chafei. Hine inyan ha'ilui shenas ayidei shem membeis, beside anabakarach hu v'kama, the Kama Pamim Bishara Kavanis. It's brought in a few places in the Shara Kavanis of Arizal. When the Tzayin Chelkom, Aleph, the Knesset LeBeis HaKnesses. Again, these are things we've already learned. That when you come into Shul, you Kavim B'Shem Zeh Kodim HaTfila. The Arizal says to have this Kavana of the Shem Membeis of Anu B'Chav before Davening. V'yachon l'kras pulas ha'tfila, which prepares us for davening, which the whole Indian of davening, shemahusi ilui ha'nevroim, to lift up all that exists. Beis, ona b'koch b'karbonis, and you're having the siddur by the karbonis, ona b'koch. Sod ilui oylam ha'asiyah li'yitzira, anasa b'karbonis, which takes place by karbonis, where the physical world, the oylam ha'asiyah, is put onto the mizbeach, and is able to ascend to the higher level of oylam ha'yitzira. Gimel, the Parashas HaTamid, then more Befrat, in the Parashas HaTamid. Kavona b'mila oilas. The Arizal said that when you're saying the Parashas Tamid in the morning, again in America, a lot of places the Ashkenazim stop saying Karbonis. That's a terrible avla to the whole world. But you have to say Karbonis. So it's brought down from the Arizal that when you say the word oilas, Ha'ila gematria, it's the gematria, the word olas, olas tamid, is the gematria, aleph, beis, gimel, yud, sof, tzadi, ona b'koa, gedulas, yamincha, tatitzru. It's the gematria, olas. Olas, because everything has an aliyah. Olas tamid is the gematria, ona b'koa, gedulas, yamincha. Besoit ilui ha'olimus, the inyan of the ilui ha'olimus, the kilui hara hama'akram, and as we learned, that the Koch of Gvur has that second function of destroying all that's holding back the Aliyah Ha'olamos. Dalet, Kavana B'Diluk HaRaglayim B'Zmana Kedusha. The Rizal tells us that when we're saying Kedusha and we go Kadosh Kadosh, we lift up our feet, our heels. Kavana B'Diluk HaRaglayim B'Zmana Kedusha. You should have in mind on the Bekach, the Shem Mem Beis. We understand why. Again, the inyan of the feet lifting up is the Aliyah Ha'olamos by Kedusha. Besod Anabakoach. Hey, Kavanas Kriya Shema Shalamita. And then it's printed in the Kriya Shema Shalamita, Al Pi Arizal. You have Anabakoach in the Kriya Shema Shalamita when we go to sleep. That's when the Neshama is going to rise up to Kadosh Baruch. The Elias Nisham. Kavanas Kriya Shema Shalamita Membeis Tevis B'Shema Yisrael. Of course, the 42 words in Shema Yisrael. Lahalas Bechinas Arayish Lamala. To lift up the Bechina of the Nisham to go up. Vav. Amiras Anabakar B'Kriya Shema Shalamita V'Yakavan Lahalas Nav Sheruchav Nishmas Lamala B'Zman Hashina. Shana, to have in mind, it's really part of the same thing. To have in mind that the Nefesh, Ruach, and the Shama should be able to go up while we're sleeping. Zayin, the Kabbalah Shabbos. We have by Kabbalah Shabbos. We say Anu B'Koch by Kabbalah Shabbos. Olam Ha'olam is Lamal Madregas HaShabbos. Anybody who learned a little bit in Panemius, the Indian of Shabbos, you know that Shabbos is Aliyah Ha'olamos. Again, whatever that means, it's not for now. And Shabbos, the worlds all rise up to the Makar. Isnari me offer kumi. Everything is arising. Aliyah Ha'olamos is on Shabbos, so we say that by before the Chadaydi. Ana b'koach gedulas yamincha. Of a mizmor leDavid havu, kavanas ana b'koach letzarech ilu ha'olamos by Kabbal Shabbos. Ches by Sfiras Ha'omer. Yikavin b'chol shavua b'pasuk acher I'm not going to go into the pratim of this, but each day of Sefiras HaOmer, each week, of course, there's a kavana for a particular word of Anah B'Koach for that particular day of Sefiras HaOmer, and how it's divided up. We're not going to go into that now. Mitzvah, that's going to be much later. Sefiras HaOmer every day. Tas Echad Mikavanas Shvarim. In the kavanas of the Rizal, Anah B'Koach is one of the kavanas of the Shvarim by Tkiyah Shofar. Echad Mikavanas Shvarim Shev Tkiyah Shofar Kolol Inyan Anah B'Koach. The aliyah of the truest lamat, that the truest go up. All lukim b'sruah, lukim is midas hadin is gevura. All lukim b'sruah. In order for the sounds to go up, it has to be with Anah B'Koach. Inyan ilui hashchina b'yom haKippurim l'madreges habina. Romus b'gam said Anah B'Koach. The Rizal said that the inyan of the aliyah hashchina that is very very high on Yom Kippur also takes place with the kavan of Anah B'Koach. So it's throughout davening and throughout the year, different days, back inside. Okay. Okay. Skulosu shal tefila zu. The koach of this tefila is l'sayel and yitzaitis hakodesh lalas b'koach shemus hakodesh. To help the nitzaitis of all that exists to arise because of the koach that's contained in the shemus in this tefillah of b'koach. Shemehem nasa hakol. From everything takes place. Kach mezgaber koach hakdusha shebenevroim. That gives extra, more and more strength to all that exists. This mamish happens, this is what we're davening. Mis'ametz la'alas. It gives everything more of a koyach to have an aliyah, to arise. Ubetesefes koach menatzeichu is kolam ha'akfim ha'marfriyim lo bi'iluyav. And with the additional koach that Jews give, all that exists throughout tefillas, everything's able to break through, not to be held back. Lizbara b'chalokav ha'toivim mikol hara ha'soivav ha'yisom. To be able to escape all the klipas that are holding everything back. Remember, that's the inyan of the taruvus of Tov and Ra, the Etzadas Tov and Ra, that all the nitzaitzes are mixed in with all the klipas and are struggling to be freed from the klipas and to be able to ascend. When we're davening, we give the biggest, it's the biggest Tov that we're doing for all that exists. Well, this ametz b'cheli yasir la'alis li'isakim, to give everything more strength to have an aliyah and to have a tikkun. Page Pavav. Okay, we don't see this. Or we don't see anything. We don't see what we're accomplishing with anything that we do. We don't see. Zui pu'ula ne'elemis v'nisteris. There's all ne'elemis v'nisteris. It's all hidden. Hamashpia al kol ma'achos ha'avaya. That influence all that exists. L'haviyam l'shechlulam t'ikunam, to bring everything to its perfection, to its tikkun. U'b'yichud po'elas tefillah zu al nishmas Yisrael. Now this is the effect that it has on the rest of creation. Alachas kama v'kama, the impact that it has on nishmas Yisrael, on Am Yisrael. How many neshamas that are being held back by the klipas? And when we daven, all of davening, but especially when we shem mem beis, especially Anah B'Koach, who are helping Jews to come back to Hashem, that we're helping, that through, you could be sitting someplace over here in Washington Heights, and you're saying Anah B'Koach, and you're thinking, Hashem is Baruch, please help, I know that there's so many Jews that they just can't break out of what's holding them back. There's so many klipas that are holding me back, and holding other people back, and all of us we need. And the Anah B'Koach is tearing off the chains and ripping off all the things that are holding Nishmas Yisrael away from Hashem. Shame the Kudais Americas Haikarius shall have I. If all of creation is having an aliyah throughout davening and through Anah B'Koach, then of course Am Yisrael, which is the whole tachlis of creation, is the biggest aliyah. There's Gabra B'Korach Rav. There's Gabra B'Korach Rav. Sometimes you have a friend that's going through a hard time with Yiddishkeit, with all kinds of nisyonos. When you say Ana B'Korach, have the person's mind, a name in mind. Have the person and his mother's, his name and his mother's name in mind. Ana B'Korach, get loose, tatit through a kabbal. Tatit to release him from all that's holding him back, to be able to break out of the klipas that he's in. Lizgaba b'korach rav, lahamshich behem shefa kodesh elyon, to draw a tremendous shefa of korach from above. Mikorach shemus hakodesh v'tefila zu, the korach of the shemus in this tefila, which the Mashba writes and we spoke about. Lahagber behem oyiz v'ta'atzumos, to increase the strength in all that exists in Nishmas Yisrael and Jews. Lokum lehis oideid. Lokum, to get up, lehis oideid, to be encouraged, to be strengthened. So everybody needs chizik. Everybody needs idud. Idud means encouragement. Encouragement. V'nachnu kamnu v'nis oideid. V'natzeach kol oyev v'chol tzar, to defeat every enemy. Lenatzeach kol oyev v'chol tzar. Proti, the individual person's enemies. His enemy, it could be his yetzahara. Doesn't mean he has somebody that's trying to kill him. His own enemies, whatever his enemies that he created with his own avayus, he has lots of enemies. And klali, that Am Yisrael surrounded by enemies. Eretz Yisrael surrounded by son and by oiv and by people who want to destroy us. Gashmi, ruchni, physical enemies, spiritual enemies. Allah hoisev b'chol eis, and to add continuously, od ilui, od tikkun, another, more ilui, more tikkun, od cheshek, more cheshek, v'oid hisayrus, v'zroim mus maila maila la'or b'orachai, to rise higher and higher, to be able to be illuminated by Hashem's light. It's saying, shemasinu ot pu'ulos t'tchunas midas ha'gvura. We're going to learn in the sefer. We're going to be going through the different spheres. There are other things that take place through the Midah of Gevurah. V'hi l'maise po'elas, shouldn't say pu'ulas, should say po'elas, it's a mistake. V'hi l'maise po'elas es ha-tzimtzum rezvisus ha'or. Of course, everybody knows, and we spoke a lot about this, that the Gevurah, the same Gevurah, this koch of Gevurah, that's the koch for everything to break through and to rise, it's also the koach that's po'elus as that tzimtzum. As that tzimtzum, constriction, as visus ha'or, the focusing of light. The focusing of light. It should be focused, it should be directed. It's mitzamtzim, but it shouldn't go into other things. Gvur also means containment. It's not a contradiction, it's the same thing. Yotzeres es hayachas hanochon ben hanivru ben boira. And Gvura creates the proper yachas, the proper relationship, that it should be in the proper gedorim between the nivra and the boira. Lahamido al gvula umakoma, that everybody should be in his makom, in his gvul. Gvura means to be in your gvul. The tachlis, gvura doesn't mean, when we're talking about Ana B'Korach, we're talking about gvura and the aliyahs, we're not talking about going outside of your gvul. It means in your gvul, in what you're supposed to accomplish in this world, in who you are, this tremendous energy. Not that you waste your energy on a million other things. That's the biggest curse of life, is what Yegia Lehevel Verik, a person who has tremendous strength, tremendous talent, and he's wasting it on all kinds of things, all kinds of narishkeit. And even if it's not narishkeit, it's not his tachlis. We ask Hashem every single day of our lives that we shouldn't blame Yegia Lehevel Verik, that we shouldn't waste our koiches on Hevel Verik. Gvura is the koach. When we ask Hashem for gvura, we're not just asking for the strength, for the energy. We're asking, I'm begging you, that the strength that you have given me and the energy that I have, that it should be completely focused on what it needs to be focused. It should be metzumtzum to be focused on doing what I'm supposed to be doing in my mokim, in my gvul. And in my mokim and in my gvul, it should be very, very, very powerful. But mostly I'll give you a silly example. You have a person that's a tremendous communicator. He has a koach hadibur. You know, he's able to talk. He goes places and he engages people in conversations and he's very much liach to get his point across. He's good. He's very good. But his own wife and children, he's not communicating with. It's the biggest rachmanis in the world. He has a home. He has a wife. He has children. They're chalshing to hear from him. Instead, he's the life of every party. He's the top guy at the board meeting. You know, he sits there. He runs the whole meeting there. When he comes to his house, the kids say, "What's doing there?" He says, "No." There are many people like that. He's Rosh Kol Medabrim everywhere else. He could say a shiur for 3 hours and razzle and dazzle 1,000 people. But when it comes to his own wife, the wife is begging for a few words. Tell me something. Tell me how you feel about me. Say a couple of loving and kind words. I appreciate you very much. This is a common thing. His koach is all over the place. His koach hadibo, but it's not mitmakeit. It's not focused. It's not like a laser beam. Under the koach is like that. My life should be like a laser beam. That all of my energy should be used in my mokim, in my gvul. And in my mokim, in my gvul, it should be very, very, very powerful. Very powerful. In my gvul, not to go other places, not to waste your time with the wrong people. When I walk on the street over here, and I used to go to school many years ago, and I walk on the street, I still think about all the hours that I used to waste schmoozing. We used to schmooze over here. Going to sleep like at 3:30 in the morning talking about nothing. Hevel Verik, my God. Like when I look at the seventh floor of the building of the dormitory, I remember I was in 727. I think what a waste of time. I'm not saying we didn't have internet and there was no television in the room and there was no Averis going on. I mean, there's Lashon Hara Nechilas. But there was nothing, no media type of events. And it's just the Hevel Verik. Like you could just, I look at this out on the floor, and I feel like you could put a big banner outside of that room, and it says, "Here there were Jews that wasted their lives." Just Hevel Verik. In this room. I was there for 2 years in that room. Hevel Verik. Irish guy. Nothing about Jews they taught by davening. If I would be the prime minister of Israel, this is what I would do. So, you're not the prime minister of Israel, and no one cares about what you think. So what do you do? I know what happened to the Malaysian airplane. That's the latest. You have some Yid. He knows what happened to the airplane. It's an interesting thing. He knows what happened. And then the other guys gather around and they say, "Yeah, what do you think happened, young?" "Listen to me. I know what happened to this airplane." So, Hevel Verik. So many years go by like that. Nothing. They just go by like that. Not saying the Inyan. Not saying the Inyan. Gvura means the strength the strength to know one's borders, the strength to know the world which God gave you and where you're supposed to operate, what you're supposed to be doing, and to be strong, powerful, unyielding, unbending, mamish, in that inyan, unstoppable. That should be like levatola. Levatola. Everything's levatola. In this form, you know, that saying things that are not necessary is a bechin of shechvazar levatola Hashem Yerach. It's a wasting seed. The koach hadibur. This is all part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all part of Pesach. Even before we begin Magid, we say Halach Ma'anya, which in the Nusach of the Arizal it doesn't say Halach Ma'anya. Who knows what it says in Nusach of the Ari?
Hey.
Hey Lach Ma'anya. Because by Yosef it started, it says Hey Lachem Zara. Yosef HaTzadik says in Chumash, Hey Lachem Zara, here you are, here's the Zara you need, you know, when he was making all the arrangements for the Egyptians to have what to eat. Hey Lachem Zara. Which is very, very, very deeply connected to the Inyan of Yosef, which is Yosef HaTzadik, which is Tzadik Yisoid Olam, which is to direct the Karchis in the right way of Hey Lachem Zara. The whole Indian of being free, of the Sevel El Pesach, is to be free from that taiva, that the Zera is not going the right way. That the person is wasting himself, going, his words, his body, is not going the right way. It's connected to the Nitzaytis and Lachem Oini and the Matzah, everything's. Yeah, it's about that. It's not enough time to talk about, but there's the whole Seder's on this Nakuba. It's even before we begin Magid. Because the meaning of being a person who's free, the meaning of being free is to have the freedom to be who you have to be and to use your karchus in the right way. That's what it means to be free. To use the karchus that Hashem gave us in the right way. That's what it means to be a ben chayr. That's what it means to be free. La'amido al gvulo u'mekomo. That's why the Korban Pesach is al yetze ish mi pesach besa. We see that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten in the house. No one's allowed outside. By that night in Mitzrayim, no one's allowed outside. He ate Se'ish mi Pesach Beisei Ad Boiker. No one's allowed out. Because Yetz Se'ish mi Pesach Beisei means that you live in that gvul, in that mokum of who you are. Baruch HaMokum Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMokum Baruch Hu. To be in the gvul and the mokum. Shemitzad echad, lo yered rochak mi dai mi matzilo. It's a very delicate balance that on the one hand, one should not go chalila too far away from the Creator, from the source of life. Mitzad shenishli is gaber bo eri ilu. And on the other hand, you also have to be careful. If you go outside the gvul too high when you're not ready for that, that could kill you too. That could destroy you. You have to be, it's very delicate not to go too far away from the light where you lose your connection and your feeling. On the other hand, you have to be careful because if the light is too much, then your life becomes a mess. You could become a mess. Spend your life dancing on some truck in Yerushalayim, nah, waving your hands. Hashem should watch over all of them. Your whole life could become a mess. He's about to limit to you, so my drag also haru yellow. You're not living in the Mitzvahs, the Madrega that Hashem has for you. It's still better to be one of those than a sad misnagid. Ubeemes, I felt I needed to insert that. Ubeemes, the truth is, kach hoyer v'limed rabbeinu kadosh kadoshim. Kach limed rabbeinu kadosh kadoshim aran harashash zchus yilein. This is what we've been taught by the Rashash. Bebiyot tefilas ona b'koach. Shemulvad ma shemavur b'svarm shetchunis tefilas zuri koach ha'ilui. And besides what all the svarim that we've been learning from the beginning tell us, that the tefila ana b'koach is the koach of ilui, of creation, of energy, of power, of vitality, of life. Hosif bo yisod chashuv ma'ot. The Rashash added this very important yisod. Shemechadeit heitev. That sharpens very, very much and clarifies very much. The process of how the world ascends, of how the world rises. In its perfect way. It's not the exact words of Rashash. Rashash is very, very, very hard. So the Chalban just makes it a little bit easier. It makes it a little bit for us. Vehine Inyan Shem Membez Huze, the Rashash says on page Pevav, Inyan Shem Membez Huze, Hine Noida Kikol Oilam Elyon, Humakar, Lisharish, Lamash Lamata Mimenu Kenoida. With all worlds. Every higher world is the Makar and the Sharish of the world beneath it. Obviously, the Shorash of all Shorashim and the Makar of all Makaris is the Infinite One Himself. But each world, as the worlds descend, Kol Olam Elyon Hu Makar V'Shorash L'Mashi L'Mati Min HaKanayim. So our parents are the world that was immediately above us, and therefore our parents are the source of our existence. And the Makar is because Gavor Me'al Gavor, higher and higher and higher, the Shorash. And then now we become the Makar and the Sherish for the next oilam. Just using that, that's just a marshal. V'chein al derech zema oilam l'oilam shalamalam imenu. V'hine teva ha'or ha'elyon. The Rashash says that it's the teva, the nature of the or ha'elyon, of the higher light. Cheftsoi v'cheshkoi v'ta'avoso. Its entire longing and yearning. Lalis l'makayrei v'sharash. He wants to jump up to the world above it, to that level that precedes it. That's the meaning of Pesach. Pesach means to be poseh, means to leap, to jump. Lalis l'makayrei v'sharash l'hikola l'hidabik shom kishal heves kshur b'gachelis. The way the fire leaps. But the problem is that if the fire, the Tanya talks about this as well, that if the fire would leave the coal, or the fire would leave the candle, then it would be extinguished. So the fire, on the one hand, the fire has a tremendous longing to leave the candle, to ascend to its shayrish. And we see that in the fire, the way that it's jumping, the way that it goes, that it wants to leave the candle. Wants to ascend to a higher world. But if the Rashash is saying, but if the fire leaves the candle, then I won't be able to accomplish it. It's also not good. The fire needs to be here for a certain time to accomplish what it has to accomplish, to give light, to give warmth, to cook, whatever that is. If the fire is chalushing to get out of here. Fire's chalashim to get out of here. He wants to leave. Lefichach, therefore, the Rashash says, Samha Matze Lechol Bechina Yira Pnimis. This is the second aspect of the Koch HaGvur, that together with the longing to ascend, there's also Yira Pnimis, Sholayal Ha'orahu, V'yichanes Pnima Yoyisim Haroilo. There's also a fear of going someplace where one shouldn't go, of going too high at the wrong time, of going beyond the gvul of where you belong. So this creates the constant rising and falling of the flames, the flickering, the rots of Hashav of all of creation, the highest rots of Hashav, running and returning. The gam yirach itzaynis v'chayko gvul. Everything has a chok, a gvul, a law of where it has to be, of what it needs to do. So tachlis is in the gvul that you're in to be a fire, and that a person should constantly be longing to break out of the gvul, but has the yira, the wisdom and the yira shamayim to remain in the gvul, or to ask Hashem, like it says, Navi Bayavitz, Vechavte es Gvuli, to expand the Gvul. That's fine. But it should be a Gvul. Shleyered Lamata, Vietza Yoisim Madregoso. Shouldn't leave its Madrega. That could happen by going too high or by going too low. In a year or so, he shame membeis. So the Rasha says, this unbelievable energy that needs to be used in order to remain within the gvul, simsum, this is the shame membeis also. In a year or so, he shame membeis. Shubachinas gvura. Kemispar Yira, which is the gematria, Gvura is the gematria of Yira. V'shem zehu ha'oicheizu ma'akev lo'or ha'elyoin. And therefore this shame, membeis, of Anubakarach, with all of the energy that it provides for the Aliyah, also is the koach ha'oicheizu ma'akev, that holds on to and holds it back. Shem zehu ha'oichezu ma'akev lo'or ha'elyon shloyal yoyisim ha'roi. It shouldn't go higher than it shouldn't go out of its gvul. It shouldn't go too far. V'shloyered yoyisim ha'gvulo, and it shouldn't die out. Chas v'shem. That the fire should burn, but the fire should burn within that kli. That's the mice. That's what you see with every appliance. We spoke about that earlier in the year. With every appliance, that the energy is, the electricity is used by that appliance in such a way that it's contained within that kli. But in that kli, it gives that kli, whatever it is, it's a washing machine, it's a light, it gives that kli tremendous koach, but it doesn't blow up the kli. It doesn't blow it up. And the light doesn't go off. It means that it has, it provides, the kli is that framework in which the or is able to be powerful in its gvul. It's a light bulb, and it should be a healthy light bulb. It's an iron, and it should function as an iron. If you take an iron and you plug it into a nuclear reactor, you know, nothing. It gets destroyed. On the other hand, if you take an iron and you put in a little battery that it's not what it needs, it doesn't function. So that there should be that gevura, but the gevura should be within the gevul. The Rashash is explaining that's on a bekoach gedlusi. So the Chalban explains, Im Kain, Melamed is son of Rabbeinu Rashash. Rashash is teaching us. She'inyin shame membeis, that the inyan of the Shem Membeis, who have visus hanochem shel hanevroim, v'ha'amadosam b'madregosam haru'uya lehem, is the proper establishment, the channeling of all that exists, that it should be in its right place, according to its madrega, and should be and should function in a strong and healthy way, and its madrega of what it is. The biggest chokhmah of a parent is to try to understand what this child's koach, what are the koaches of this kid? What are the koaches of this kid? And to be able to give an aliyah to those koaches, but at the same time, to be careful that it should be what this child needs and who this kid is, not somebody else, not one of my other kids. That's the gevur of anav koach. Ube'emes, Ike tikkun ha'olam u'b'chines ha'mikum ha'nochem shekol echad b'madrigosa. The Ike tikkun of the world is b'chines ha'mikum. Mikum means establishing the place, the correct place. Mikum ha'nochem shekol echad b'madrigosa. That's the biggest tikkun. That's the biggest chachma. It's the biggest chachma. The Sfarim, they talk about, you see in certain places, especially now, there's some books that come out. They speak a lot about sheifas for godless. The Jew always has to have sheifas to become much better, to grow. But there are people who are destroyed by sheifas that are unrealistic. Everybody understands that. There's a story that they like to say, that I'm sure it's a true story. Or in this case, it worked out, Baruch Hashem. Or Mordechai Gifter, Zechon Levracha, the Rosh Hashivah tells. He was from Baltimore, he's American, and he went to study in Europe. And he was learning there in Yeshiva. And somebody who he lived with remembers that at that time, Rav Gifter had pictures on his wall of Gedolei Yisrael, and there was a frame in the middle that didn't have any picture. And then they asked him, and his roommate asked him, "What's that?" He says, "That's from when I'm going to be older. I want to be there." Okay, so Rav Gifter made it. Rav Gifter made it. Yeah. That's not such a great story to tell over to the kids that we're going to start putting their picture in between the pictures of all the gedolim. So someone would say, "What do you mean you have to have a sheaf?" The sheaf is with your koiches, with your kishrainas, to be the best person you can be. That doesn't mean that you have to be on the wall together with, the Gedolei Yisrael. Others would say, "What do you mean? But if you don't want that, if you don't want, like the Balei Musa say, that if you don't want to be a general, then you're never going to end up even as a sergeant. You have to want. It's true, but one has to be careful. This is a big subject. It's not for me." Person's sheifas. There are many, many people I've met over the years who were destroyed by sheifas. They're just constantly being disappointed in themselves and constantly feeling that they didn't achieve. Only because somebody created the demyonis of greatness that they were not capable of. Isn't a person capable of anything? No. It's not true. It's not true. But we've heard stories about how the Netziv was of average intelligence, right? Everybody heard. And the Netziv was crying in Davin. So first of all, I'll tell you, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe the Netziv was not average intelligence. I don't believe it at all. I don't believe it at all. It's not only Hasidim make up stories, Ms. Nagnam also make up stories. I don't believe it at all. The Netziv was not average. He was not average intelligence. So they say he was a shvach, he was weak. Means that he had gewaldige koiches, but he wasn't using his koiches. That's something else. The gewaldige koiches of Chaim Brisker, when he was a child also, was a very big troublemaker and all kinds of stories from him. He wasn't using his koiches. So we say there are people that they're not, there are stories of people that they're not known, that they were not Iluyim, and then something happened, and there was something with tefillah, there could be such a thing. That Hashem changes the person's mazel. There is such a thing. But it's not such a healthy thing to live without techeles melushacha, with that ongoing yearning for something that's not within your reach. And if people tell you that it is within your reach, and they're not being realistic, it could end up harming the person very, very badly. Many people are hurt by that. And many people would feel accomplished and great, being great and accomplished in their gvul, in what they could do. Instead of always feeling, I didn't do it. And they told me I could do this. I didn't do it. Too much light is not good. And it's just as bad as there being too little light. Too much light is dangerous, and too much darkness is dangerous. This is a big Indian in the Svarma Kedoshim. The true tikkun is when each person is b'mekamo u'b'madregoso, in his place, on his madrega, doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's the ikar tikkun of this world. You could think of that when you're davening on a bekach, when you're saying the tefillah on a bekach. Of course, that's how the world was created. Hashem made everything exactly. How much and where and what, that's how everything exists. What's creation? Creation is that Hashem gave a shear to everything exactly what it needs to live. The name Shin Dalad Yud means Sha'oma Lo'ilam Odai. That Hashem said to everything in the world, "Dai." Dai means must speak enough. Dayenu, that's what you need. Sha'oma lo ilamo, dai. This is what you need. Must speak. More than this will destroy you. Less than this, you're lazy. What you need is exactly I'm giving you. Sha'oma lo ilamo, dai. Hashem said to the world, "Must speak enough." Everything was created with the name Shindalad Yud, Sha'ama Lo'ilama Dai. This is your Gvul. This is your Makam. Be great in that Gvul. Be great in that Makam. Be the biggest Balas Chesed. I'm giving you money. I'm giving you these brachas. Be the biggest Balas Chesed you could be in this Inyan. I gave you a tremendous mind. Be the biggest Talmud Chacham, whatever it is. But in the world that he placed you, not to have the Miyonis of different worlds, it's a big curse. It's a big curse. One of the tzaddikim said that the four sons in the Haggadah, that is the old tzaddikim, the Yismach Yisrael talks about that. If you look in his Haggadah, I think Ayisir Aleph, all the tzaddikim talk about it. But they're really the old tzaddikim, the four sons. It's just how they look at themselves. But one of the tzaddikim from Shishka said, I'm so nispal from the four sons that this one knows he's a Chacham, this one knows he's a Rosh, this one knows that he's a Tom, this one knows any day in the show. Says spyless. He says, "Well, you have people that they know where they're holding like that. Each one knows his place. Echad chacham, echad tam, echad rosh. Echad chacham, echad rosh, echad tam, echad mishul. He knows this is my world. That doesn't mean that a rosh is doomed to be a rosh. Remember, by the chassidim, by the tzaddikim, the rosh is not bamis a rosh. He's my shia as atzma. He looks at himself as a rosh. If he would be such a big rosh, he wouldn't come to this say that he's not a rosh." Tzaddikim never went for them. Rosh away, Rosh. He made himself into a Rosh. Because he says, Ma'avad is as lachem, leave a lot. He thinks it's not shaykh to him. I can never do that. I can never be a Yid. I can never live the right way. So he looks at himself in such an unhealthy way. He's not chas v'shalom a Rosh. So Rosh is by the Seder. Rosh doesn't come to the Seder. That's his place. Also a godless person to know where he is and where he's holding. Amisharis is in the Roman that says the kol echad kidei yecholto lekabel ha'or. That's the shame mem base. Every single thing should know it's yecholis. How much light how much light it's capable of receiving. Remember when my oldest daughter, when she was, my oldest daughter's name is Lucia, a person, a very big Eloy, a girl, my mazel. But she's a big Eloy. And she was, when she was little, she was already saying such interesting things. And she still does. And now she's already in her 30s and she has a family. She's an Eloyisha person. And she never forgot anything she ever heard. I mean, I talked, she doesn't forget anything. She just has such a head like this. So I saw that when she was little, she's asking me such questions. So I started to have like these philosophical conversations. She was two and a half, three. I would sit down with her, and she would ask me these questions. I was talking to her like all of these things. You know, I didn't say different opinions. I just was trying to explain to her things. She was asking me all kinds of things. She was a hard kid. She was very, very hard. And I went to Reb Shlomo Freifeld, Zecher Levracha. I had a very strong keshu with him. I never learned in the yeshiva, but I lived in Far Rockaway and had a strong keshu with him. He was a lichtige person. I miss him a lot. And I went to Reb Shlomo to talk about my daughter. And Shlomo Freifeld asked me, he says, "Why should you ever tell us stories?" Like he was asking, like what do we talk about? So I said, "Tzimtzum." He says, "What are you crazy?" I said, "I don't say Tzimtzum, but that's what she's asking me stuff. I'm not, she's talking about things." She says, "Do you ever tell us stories?" So I said, "I tell stories all the time." Because whenever I would go to bed at night, she would always say to me, when she was 3 years old, maybe, 2 and a half, really, she would start to say, and I would put her to bed, she would call out, "Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka," just like that, and I would have to tell something about Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka. "The Noam Eli Melech." She's doing this since she's a baby. So I said, "I tell her stories." So he says, "What kind of stories?" I said, "About the Baditsha, about the, who should I tell stories?" I tell her stories. So Shlomo Freifeld said to me, "Now, tell the stories about Jesse James." Now, you never heard of Jesse James. That was like the Old West. That was his musig of like, in other words, like, tell about Cinderella or something. What are you making it crazy talking about those things? Talking about stories of tzaddikim. She's going to have all kinds of demyonis. She's a little girl. Why don't you just treat her like a little girl? No, I thought about it a lot afterwards. I went home and I spoke to my wife. And then I ignored her, like she was asking, and I started to talk to her just like a little girl. And I said, I began to just tell us some fairy tales and little stories, different things. She calmed down a lot. She stopped. Her mind was racing ahead in such a speed. It was a pach. And she was leaving her makam as a child. She was going out of her makam. I didn't know what to do with it. It was my first time being a parent. I never saw such a thing. And he said, come on, tell us some jokes. Telling her stories about the Baditsha when she's a little girl. Tell her stories when she's older. Tell her some jokes and some fairy tales, as we say, Jesse James. At the time when he said, I feel like, what's Rabbi Freifeld mean to my Jesse James? You know, I was all for hits to bring up the biggest tzaddikus in the world. She's a tzaddikus. The way I was going to do with her was going to make her crazy. Crazy. Ona b'chalke d'lusi mincha means the greatest kindness, gedulas yemincha, is to know your own gvul and to know the other person's gvul. To say baruch hamokam baruch. Can I get abrabanu? There are different types of children. Each one with his kaiches, with her kaiches. Hashem has many children, and we have to recognize our own kaiches, to use our kaiches and our children's kaiches. Bring them to be the best they could be in the gvul, in the place, in the mokam that they're in. Hashem is about to help us that we should be back in our place. So it's terrible that we've been so many years away from our place. And just because somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael now and Zaycha to be their Pesach doesn't mean he's in his place. He's in Eretz Yisrael, but we're not in our place. Hashem is about to help us to be in our place. That we should be able to eat from the Zvachim and from the Psachim. We should be Zaycha to have Chaburis together for Karban Pesach. It should be so much. I wish you something.
tomorrow, is it? Every time I come in,